Let's go into the night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
The howling wind! My goodness! It'll make babies out of the meanest men, I tell you. And that's what's going on at Augusta. A lot of complaining. Terrible body language, facial expressions. And only one golfer so far who has completed a round in the 60s. Who would have thought that after what we witnessed on Thursday? Ludvig Åberg, a 69. He is at 2 under par. He is tied for 7th. Scottie Scheffler has moved ahead. He still has 5 holes remaining. He is out on the golf course, -1 today after a 66 yesterday. He has a 1-stroke lead over both Max Homa and Bryson DeChambeau. Those two rounds are complete. Great to have you with us. Second round coverage continues from Augusta and the first major during the calendar year. I'd love to say that typically one of my favorite things to witness is members of the PGA Tour crying on a golf course, but I can no longer say that, right? Because there are 13 members of the LIV Tour also battling their way in and around Augusta, and that includes a defending champion, John Rahm, who's looked just awful today. I mean, I think he's, what, +3, +4? I'll give you the very latest here momentarily, but, I mean, again, his disposition, his aggravation, wearing everything out on his sleeve, and I love it. I do. I don't want to see this on a week-to-week basis. As I've said forever, I wish it was more difficult here at the Players' Championship. It feels like, you know, the rough with the United States Open. You never really know about the weather with the British Open. You could throw in the PGA Championship. We just see the greatest players in the world go low, low, low. And they try to tiger-proof it, right? They're always adding distance off the tee, all the changes that they make. I do eventually agree, and I think most golf fans out there would feel the exact same way, that, you know, sooner or later, they're going to have to make some changes with the equipment. They're going to have to roll back the golf ball. That only makes, you know, it makes perfect sense. There's really no other way to talk about it. And, you know, that was discussed a little bit earlier this week with the current commissioner out at Augusta, you know, with the Masters, about, in fact, doing exactly that, finding a way to change things, because they've tried to do everything else with the golf course. And you want to have 8,000-plus yard golf courses. I mean, this year's Masters is playing at 7,550 yards. And it is the wind which has been the major factor so far today. So it's great to have you with us along with J.J. LaSalva. My name is Rick Ballew. Tons of Masters coverage here over the next couple of hours. Again, the low score today, Ludvig Åberg with a 69. Bryson DeChambeau has had a historic round. And, you know, I watched Tiger all morning into the afternoon, watched his completion of his first round. For those of you who were unaware, Tiger had at 1 under through Amen Corner, right? He played 13 holes late yesterday and had it at -1. Got up this morning, immediately bogeyed 14, had pars on 15, 16, and 17, and then had a bogey on 18 to shoot a +173. We'll take you through his second round momentarily, but it was certainly a lot of fun to watch. I mean, just incredible scrambling today by Tiger Woods, and it felt like on every hole he had to make somewhere between, let's say, a 6 to 8 foot putt in most scenarios to save par. A few of those were for birdies. As a matter of fact, his first 9 holes today, Tiger had 3 birdies, 3 bogeys, 3 pars. Pars were rare. He did get 7 coming in. 7 of his final 9 holes were pars with a birdie and a bogey mix. So it was an even round of 72 today for Tiger. And He is going to be around for the weekend, and of course, now it registers with a 24th consecutive cut made at the Masters, breaks the record that he was tied with both Gary Player and Fred Couples, but it was a lot of fun to watch Tiger's round. I mean, basically playing on one leg, broken down body, massive heart, but he was driving the ball well, and his short game was really good today. I think he made mistakes with short irons, mid irons. All right, short irons, obviously. I just talked about his short game around the green. He did well, but felt like he made a couple of errors trying to read, in fact, where the pin placements were today. A couple of par threes. He actually was very fortunate and got some good kicks, got some nice bounces. But off the tee, he was absolutely about as good as you could have asked for. So I imagine Tiger's very excited about that. Overall, pretty good effort, and we'll see how he holds up over the weekend. But I do want to get back to Bryson DeChambeau. Because, you know, of course, he with a 6-under or a 7-under 65 yesterday, he was in control of this golf tournament. And it just was a helter-skelter type of round. To say that it wasn't entertaining would be anything but a lie. And I know that there are some out there who really do believe that this sport is boring. And, you know, I've never really been able to subscribe to that theory. Then again, I never thought that baseball was boring, even when it would take 30, 35, 40 seconds in between pitches. If you're really invested in the game and you're really invested in the sport, it takes a little bit of time. But just to see DeChambeau, I think he called on at least three different times today for a rule official to help him with his ball, which obviously missed fairways. There was one point on 13 where he literally, and wait till you see the photo, if you haven't yet, he picked up a huge, it almost looked like he was carrying a massive size cross, right? You had three or four different, like, street signs telling you where to go. I guess this particular hole, that particular hole, maybe the restroom, I don't know. He picked it up out of the ground because it was in where he was trying to relieve, you know, and take his next shot from the pine straw. And not only did he move it, he replaced it after putting it on the green and then ended up making a birdie putt on number 13, which is the par five, you know, which is a par five hole, number 13. But it was during a roll in which he had gone bogey, birdie, birdie, bogey, and then he bogeyed 18 as well. So it was a little bit of a Phil Mickelson type of round for Bryson DeChambeau today. And again, he's put himself in really good shape with the 73 this afternoon plus one. He's only one stroke right now behind Scottie Scheffler, who, of course, is still out on the golf course. JJ, did you get to see the move of Bryson DeChambeau when he moved?
I did.
What looked like a mammoth-sized cross to me.
Can we get somebody to help the guy, please? I mean, why do they have to do it themselves? Jeez, I feel like there's enough people working at the Masters. I know at the Players they would have handled that themselves. All the volunteers here would have done it for him. But yeah, the photo is absolutely hilarious. It's one of those like four-way stops. Like it, one of them's pointing to the concession, one's to like aim in corner. It's hilarious.
I bet it weighed 150 pounds.
It's solid. It was just like old wood. It looked like
right. You know, waterlogged.
Yeah,
and what
exactly.
You.
Rain all morning.
And he replaced it after.
Oh, did he? I didn't see that. What a good guy.
Yeah.
And they probably would have kicked him off the course for that. We did see some bad language.
Oh, yeah.
On the course today. Yesterday it was from Tyrrell Hatton, which not a surprise. Today we had Zach Johnson, after a double bogey, getting sort of like a sarcastic applause from the patrons. And he gave him the old, you know, he told him how he thought. Let's
and he's
just
been,
say that.
He's been getting, you know, I've interviewed Zach Johnson a few times over the years, and he's actually been here to Jaguar games. When I was a sideline reporter, I met him on a couple of different occasions. Pregame on the sideline. I always really liked Zach Johnson. Now, obviously, he was criticized for his selection selections during the Ryder Cup.
Exactly.
But remember him going crazy a few weeks ago? Actually, it's been more than a few weeks ago now. It was back during the Phoenix Open.
Yeah.
And, of course, that's a fraternity type of audience and crowd there. But he screamed at them then, and then today, the exact same thing after, I think it was a triple bogey. Was it a double?
Yeah,
or
maybe
triple?
It was a triple. Yeah, in Phoenix, I think he like got right in the face of a guy. A lot of frustration out on the course today. I mean, Spieth this morning, wow. First of all, he was absolutely, by the way, Scheffler's got a huge par putt coming up here on 13. But, yeah, you saw Spieth this morning absolutely melt down. He was trying to throw his clubs every other hole. Like, the wind has these guys struggling out there today, man. Like, I think -3 is the highest score in the clubhouse all day.
You mentioned, yes.
And that was early.
Yeah, and that was by Oberg earlier today with a 69, the only golfer so far to have a round in the 60s. You mentioned Tyrell Hatton yesterday. Well, apparently he spit on the 12th tee earlier today, went absolutely crazy about that. Then on 16, he was furious as well, screamed at the ball, picked it up, and fired it into the water there on the par 3 16th hole. So I love it.
It's like the U.S. Open.
I love it. I love – because, you know, we're told all of these golden rules about this sport, right, that, you know, oh, it's only a gentleman's sport. Yet I don't know how I get it, but things that pop up on social media – for me, I get like all these golf fights that keep popping up on Twitter. And I'm like, how am I a part of this? I didn't subscribe to it. I don't follow any of these type of sites. But you know what it's like when you play golf around here. It's pretty difficult to go around without someone driving into you or giving you the eye that you're not playing fast enough, with them probably not even understanding that the reason why you're not playing fast enough is because the group in front of you is not playing fast enough. But still, we've always been told that golf is the gentleman's sport and it's a one of tremendous sportsmanship. Yet you can really feel the angst when you're out there yourself playing. And certainly because of the wind today, which reached gusts up to 40 miles per hour, incredible aggravation, and Scottie Scheffler just missed that par putt on the par 5 13th hole, so he is going to lose a stroke. He will drop now to 6 under, so we have a three-way tie, two of which are in the clubhouse. That is Max Homa with a 71 today, Bryson DeChambeau again with the plus 173, and now with, let's call it 14, 15, 5 holes to go, Scottie Scheffler is on the golf course at 6 under par. So much more to do with that. You talked about why patrons didn't help out Bryson DeChambeau to actually move that huge
crossing sign. Patrons, but more like, you know, people that work at Augusta.
Are you old enough to remember when Tiger got fans to move that huge boulder?
No,
in Arizona?
I gotta look that up right now.
Yeah, I mean that's probably 25 years ago, or maybe even, you know, longer than that. And I believe it was out at the Phoenix Open. I may be incorrect, but I mean I'm dating
myself.
Yeah, it was
1999.
Yeah,
moving the rock.
Right. I mean, he just got a couple of guys to put down their beers, come out onto the golf course, and literally move a boulder for him.
Here, Tiger said many years later that they moved it the wrong way, but he didn't want to tell them to move it again, so he took his shot more to the right than he wanted to. I love that.
Not surprised at all. Hey, the early round yesterday, 72.6 was the average. The completion of the first round, which included this morning for many golfers, 74.2. So nearly a 2-stroke difference between the early draw on Thursday and the late draw on Thursday. The last time I saw this officially was just after 3 o'clock. So that was more than 3 hours ago. But so far today, the round 75.77. That is today's round. And again, I don't have an updated time. Hopefully we'll get that upon completion of the second round at the Masters. There's still a lot of golf to go. Several golfers still out on the course. And right now, presently speaking, the projected cut line is +5. We have, let's see now, 52 golfers at plus five or better. And we're going to go through the leaderboard here momentarily. But just let me mention a few golfers who have won the green jacket and other, you know, individuals with really big names who are already on their way out of here. Okay. How about Dustin Johnson? I mean, Dustin Johnson is a birdie machine. He had one birdie in 36 holes at this year's Masters. He ended up shooting plus 13, 13 over par, man, a 78 and a 79 for Dustin Johnson. The Gary Woodland story is a very dramatic one. Maybe you saw the piece on him this Sunday morning on SportsCenter. I'm really good friends with a buddy of mine, Jacob, who is the first cousin of Gary Woodland, and it's a feel-good story. He had all his kids with him during the par three competition on Wednesday. Actually did have an ace on that day. Shot an 81 today, plus 13 for Gary Woodland, who, of course, has won a major. Some older golfers who won the green jacket. Of course, the way things work at Augusta, you're allowed to come back and play until you just feel as though you can't do it any longer. Freddie Couples plus 12 today. Charles Schwartzel plus 11. I shouldn't say plus 12 today. Through two rounds for Couples. Plus 11 for Charles Schwartzel through a couple of rounds. Bubba Watson shot an 80 today. Plus 10 overall. He's going home for the weekend. JJ mentioned Jordan Spieth, who's been battling a wrist injury. And it was obvious today. You could tell it was bothering him. He was wincing at times. But, man, he had a real difficult time measuring distance today. And again, the wind was brutal, but Jordan was so short on so many approaches. And then at times he, you know, extended the ball way past the pin, and Brooks Koepka was doing that all day. Even though Bryson DeChambeau was only one stroke over par, felt like he was doing that often today. Rory McIlroy missed a lot as far as his approach a little bit earlier yesterday, and as well as he continues his round right here on this Friday. Anyway, a plus 10 for Bubba. A couple of other notables. Jordan Spieth, I just said, a plus 9. Sam Burns, plus 9. Brian Harman, who I saw right before the Players' Championship here, instead of being over at Bay Hill, he was here with, you know, he had his trophy. He had the British Open trophy, and it was very, very, very cool to actually go up and be able to take a look at that. But the left-hander really has struggled. You know, an 81 yesterday after he completed his round. Today he shot an even par 72, but not nearly good enough. A plus 9 for him, so he's not going to be around for the weekend. Also, formerly winning the green jacket, Sergio Garcia, a 79 today. He's going home. Justin Rose, a 78 today, plus 7, going home. Another left-hander, Mike Weir, who, of course, won at Augusta, I'm guessing what, some 20 years or so ago. A 77 today, plus 7. He's going home. We talked about Zach Johnson, a former winner of the Masters. A 75 today, plus 7 overall. He's going home. How about this? Two golfers right now who need at least one birdie coming in. Ricky Fowler and Victor Hovland. Okay, plus 2 today for Ricky. He's got 3 holes remaining. He's one stroke above the cut line at plus 6. Also, Victor Hovland, man, plus 7 today after a 71 yesterday. He shot a 1 under 71 on Thursday. He's plus 7 today through 12. Plus 6 for the tournament, so he's got 6 holes to pick up at least one stroke to be around for moving day and the weekend. We'll continue to keep you updated. Depending on how sensitive you may be, it's 30 years and 25 years, respectively, since Jose Maria Olazabal won the Masters. He did it 5 years apart. He's one stroke away at plus 6, but he's now in with a 73. Looks like he is not going to be able to make it.
I want to say he's 53 years of age, one stroke out at plus six. Adam Scott as well won a major, or excuse me, won the Masters. He's not going to be around as well with a plus six as well. Whatever happened to Hideki Matsuyama? He must have Hideki's actually playing better golf today. He was plus four yesterday. He's even today, so he's right above that cut line at plus four right now with, four holes remaining for Matsuyama. So, again, 52 golfers right now are projected to be around for the weekend. They are plus five or better. Just to remind you of the rules, they changed in 2020, and it's top 50 plus ties. Years ago, it used to be top 44, and then it was the 10-shot rule. If you were within 10 shots of the leader, you would, in fact, be around. So the way I'm looking at things, 10 shots, we would actually have gained one. Those would plus six, would have been able to make it if things do stay the way that they are. You know, Homa and DeChambeau are in with six under. Scottie Scheffler still has five holes remaining. He is currently out on the golf course at minus six as well.
And a huge name just doubled to go to six over. The defending champ, John Rahm, six over par, zero birdies today.
Who picked him?
I don't know. Whoever didn't pick Scheffler.
I picked him.
Yeah.
No. You picked Rahm.
I probably, yeah.
Yeah, you picked Scheffler and I picked Brooks.
Oh, yeah. Then you picked Brooks before Rahm. Smart.
Right.
Then I guess. I don't know. Where is Brooks?
But Brooks is, last I think he was like plus three.
Okay.
But he's plus two.
Okay.
Consecutive 73s for Brooks Koepka.
Not bad.
But you had Scheffler and I had Brooks. Then you took Rahm and I took Hideki. So that means combined, I'm plus six with my two golfers. You took Shoffley and I took Cameron Smith. And then our long shots, you took Tom Kim and I took Patrick Reed.
Reed did great today. Reed was like two under. He's back to even, which I think is good enough for like top 15 at this point.
Mm-hmm. Let me see if I can find Cameron Smith before we head to
Cameron Smith is two under.
First break. All right, good. I finally have a guy in red figures.
He's had a low-key pretty decent day today. I think he's right about even. He finished with like a 36 on the front nine.
Yep. He shot a 70 today.
Yeah. Oh, he's still out there, Cameron Smith.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Patrick Reed.
No.
My bad. There are only 16 golfers in red figures. And let's see, 2, 4, 6, 7 of those are at one under.
Yeah.
Morikawa
was two under today. He's all the way up to fifth. They showed like one of his shots today. I didn't see anything from Morikawa. I also didn't hear anyone taking him coming into the tournament. Like, he's been like really struggling lately. So this is big for him. He's just three under. He's only three back from the lead.
All right, let me give you the front page. Homa, DeChambeau, and Scheffler at six under. Again, Scheffler on the course, five holes to go. Two strokes behind is Colin Morikawa is at three under par, as you just pointed out. Three strokes, make that two strokes behind, is Nico Højgaard, okay? A four under after a 67 yesterday, a plus 173 today, but he is at minus four. Three unders, Cameron Davis, Colin Morikawa. Ludvig Åberg with a 69 today. Again, that is the best overall round. He is at minus two. And then as JJ just told you, Cameron Smith, he's only played 12 holes. He's at one under today, two under through the tournament. Matt Fitzpatrick is minus two as well with five holes remaining. And then at one under par, let's see, all of these golfers have completed their round except for Sepp Straka, who has one hole to play. He is at one under. But Tommy Fleetwood, Matthew Pavon, Cameron Young, B.H. On, Ryan Fox, and Danny Willett, a former Masters champion, all are at one under. As a matter of fact, I watched Willett a moment ago. He had a triple bogey on 18. Okay? He had it at four under, but gave three back on the 18th and final hole. He posted a seven. So, again, he is with a bunch of golfers at 1 under par, and we will continuously keep you updated as to what is going on. Second round coverage of the Masters. I love it. I love seeing these guys grind.
Especially after yesterday, I was worried. You know, like guys shooting that low, I'm like, is this going to be like a 20 under winner or something? You know, like are these guys going to just destroy the course? But no, they really, really did great with the hole placement today, pin placement, and just that wind is outrageous out there. It's affecting the putting. You know, as someone who doesn't really play at all, you just think, oh, the wind's affecting, you know, the drives and everything else, the iron play. But, man, it's killing these guys on the greens today.
Well, did you see what happened to Tiger, Homa, and Jason Day as they were trying to line up and putt on 18? You literally had, tons of sand flying out of the greenside bunkers, you know, into their eyes, which gets us to Shmunez vision.
Nice.
Okay, because if you were wearing contacts out there today, good luck. And when you're going out to play your golf, this just in, there's a lot of wind in Duval, particularly when it rolls off the, you know, the Atlantic, or depending on where you're playing. Laser eye surgery, well, you could prevent that problem for the rest of your life. The good folks at Shmunez Vision, again, if you're struggling to see the golf ball, or you're just struggling time and again on seeing, it's time to finally step up and grab my advice. Check them out online. Go to Shmunez Vision. Again, everything is explained to you. Sure, you can get an update for your contacts and for your glasses, right? Yeah, but what about so much more than that? What if there is a serious issue? What if you're really concerned? You think you got a problem with a cataract, or you think it could be even more significant, more dangerous than that. That's why you want to visit people I've known forever, doctors that I've known forever. And it's a family organization that focuses on personal, high-quality medical and surgical eye care. Let me raise my hand right now, because Dr. Neo Shmunez performed surgery on my right eye 8.5 years ago, okay? Never been a setback, never been an issue. I have to wear contacts. Unfortunately, because of that surgery, I'm not a contact. I'm not a candidate for laser eye surgery. If so, I would have had it done a long time ago. You could be. Check it out online. Go to Shmunez Vision. Here you can see that is Shmunez Vision. All right, we are jam-packed. I love it. I love Fridays like this. No place I'd rather be right now than Hogan Road, okay? This is what it's all about. The second round of the Masters continues. Along with J.J. LaSalva, my name is Rick Ballew. We will keep you updated.
Into the Night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Happy 70th to Pat Travers. Yeah, I think the Masters, along with snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine, fits perfectly. Especially if you're DJ, right?
I was about to say, he's about to be off for the next couple days, so.
Oh, he fell down a flight of stairs. Plus 13 to 79 today, 78 yesterday. It's tough to believe. 36 holes. Only one birdie for Dustin Johnson. Somehow, though, he's got 300 plus million stashed away. Bad habits and all. You would think he's still going to have some cake. I haven't heard of Pat Travers in forever. What has he done? I think he also covered the boom, boom, out go the lights, right? Years and years ago. But he's a Canadian rocker, considered one of the really, really good guitar players back in his day. But I don't know. Kind of a he had his own little cult following, but he's 70 today. You know, kind of resonated growing up in Boston. Never heard a lot of him down here when I was in college
I've
and post
never
college.
Heard of him.
Yeah, wasn't really rocking with the co-eds out in Tallahassee in the late 80s, early 90s, and I haven't heard it here in Duval all that much. But you'll hear those two songs on classic rock. Those are probably the only two you're going to hear. And I know we have some deep dive and deep cut Pat Travers fans who may get angry with me and tell me to listen to some other songs. And I may. Just go ahead and submit those to us on the text line 641-1010, brought to you by Lifetime Enclosures. Right now, cut line is plus five. We have unofficially 53 golfers who are at plus five or better. You know what happened today that we don't see often? A rattled Scottie Scheffler. Okay, now he came out, missed the putt on one, birdied number two. Then he missed somewhere in the neighborhood a 2.5, 3, 3.5 foot putt on number five. Okay, and I will admit it was about a 75-minute window today where I wasn't actually watching ESPN Plus or on the Masters app. I took a walk, so I was listening to PGA Tour Radio or Masters Radio, and the way it was described was that, you know, it's a tap-in putt to say Party missed it. But after that, he was way left on the par 3 sixth, way right on the par 4 seventh, which he doesn't miss fairways. And, you know, to kind of put things into perspective for Scottie Scheffler, before the bogey today on 5, he had gone 22 consecutive holes without a bogey, okay, in this year's tournament. And remember what he did here during the Players. I no longer have those numbers in front of me, but it was ridiculous when you look at him as far as fairways hit, greens in regulation. And remember at Arnold Palmer's tournament the week before the Players over at Bay Hill, I think it was on a Thursday round where he had 9 consecutive one putts and he didn't miss all round 15 feet or closer. And that's always been, I don't think it's fair for me to say the demon of Scottie Scheffler, but it's been the one issue that you can point to. If you go in tee to green, I don't think there's anyone alive right now that's not going to pick Scottie Scheffler. But if you're talking about making putts, then there's an opportunity to perhaps go with a Bryson DeChambeau, who is a better putter. Max Homa, a little bit younger. You know, Max Homa's never had success at Augusta. Bryson DeChambeau's never had success at Augusta. He's been there 8 times. He's missed the last 2 cuts. His best score ever, Bryson DeChambeau, was 9 years ago when he was an amateur. Okay, so what he's done in consecutive days is almost not unthinkable, but certainly out of the ordinary, at least the first couple of rounds in. So, JJ, Scottie Scheffler just gave one back as well on 13. He parred on 14. Is Scottie Scheffler human, or is he perhaps a little bit concerned about his mama, who's ready to have their first baby?
His wife. I actually think he's playing pretty good for you know, what's happening around him. I mean, he's still par for the day. He's on a par 5 right now. He just laid up, so he's about to take his third shot. I see what you're saying. Putting-wise, that's never been the best part of his game, and he's gotten so good at it, sort of became a strength recently, but... a couple missed putts here and there, but for me, he's holding it together and around when everyone else is falling down around him. And if he can get in a Saturday with a tie for the lead, I mean, he's got to feel great.
I am officially out of it. Let's see, Cameron Smith just had a bogey, so he goes from 200 to 1 under. So you had Scheffler, okay, and I did not. I took Koepka, Matsuyama, and Smith, so I'm way out of this thing. But I got to say right now, and I'll get your opinion, if you're telling me that this event with 36 holes to play, and for Scheffler it's a few more, is going to come down to Scheffler, DeChambeau, or Homa, we're not even thinking about it.
Oh, it's Scheffler.
I'm going to take Scottie Scheffler over the weekend.
Absolutely. I said it yesterday. I think Bryson's good enough to stick around. But, I mean, we saw today, he's just not consistent enough to beat Scottie Scheffler. Nobody really is right now because he was killing it yesterday, like long putts Which, by the way, I said yesterday that we hadn't been able to watch like any of Bryson's round because of the TV coverage. Well, thank you, Masters, for putting every single shot of his on YouTube so I could watch it last night. So he was drilling like long putts. Today, complete opposite. His putter definitely let him down. But he was still in there. You know, he still had birdie putts. He still had pretty decent par putts. So I expect DeChambeau to still hang around until Sunday. But no, I'm taking Scheffler over him. And Max Homa, I mean, he had a great day today. He was in Tiger's group, so we saw basically all of his shots. But he's terrible in majors. I don't think that he has it in him to last until Sunday and compete with Scotty. But we'll see. Somebody has to.
Scotty Scheffler's actually down into the teens in driving accuracy at 85.7. The best overall, Siwoo Kim, at 92.9. As far as greens in regulation, which has always been where Scotty Scheffler is at his very best. Again, he's in the teens, 72.2 right now, Scotty Scheffler. And Bryson DeChambeau, I mean, 83.3. I read this yesterday. Let me give you this before we bounce out of here. I got to get caught up on a break. I was incredibly long-winded and very excited, kind of like Warren Zevon, the excitable boy, as we began things here on this Friday edition. But when you look at where you at, come on. Listen to this. Listen to this. What do you say, data or data?
I think I say both, but
I like
more data.
Yeah.
Or
which
maybe
more
I'm
hip?
Data guy.
Which more hip?
I don't think I've ever said it out loud. I think data is more hip.
All right, because around here it's about taking a route. You know, where I'm from, it's a route.
Yeah, I've never said route.
Yeah, so you take route 2 by the Concord Prison, and you just keep barreling on down the road, and before you know it, you'll be smack dab in the middle of Boston.
But you don't say Route 66, though. Like, when you're talking about the specific road, I think everyone says route, but go ahead.
When you get to California, you got to say, yeah, you take the 66. You got to put the in. Okay? I tell you what else I've heard a lot of this week. It's amateur. I keep hearing amateur. It's amateur, right?
Not for golf.
Amateur. I don't like it.
Another one is debutante, which, I mean, we know what that is, but I feel like you don't hear that in golf a lot.
I don't know what that is. What is it?
A guy who's making his debut, like our boy Højgaard. This is his first. He's a debutante in the Masters.
I thought debutante was ladies only. What's the old? Is it the Joan Jett song, Dreamin'? Or is that Pat Benatar, Dreamin'?
Debutante is especially a young woman making her formal entrance into society.
Right. I didn't think I had anything. I've never heard that on the golf course. I'll tell you what else I don't agree with. Sophomore. To me, you got to say he is a sophomore out of Baton Rouge. You got to throw the O in. He is a sophomore. Anyway, data or data? I'm going to go with data here. Listen to this from Bryson DeChambeau. His first 24 rounds at Augusta, he averaged 3.9 bogeys or worse a round, okay? Hit 61% of the greens, and his strokes gained putting per round was minus 0.48. Yesterday, he went from 3.9 bogeys to one bogey. He went from 61% greens hit to 83% greens hit. And his strokes gained putting went from minus 0.48 to plus 3.56. I mean, what he did on Thursday was spectacular. But he stuck around today. He did. He plus one. He let one get away, especially on 18. As a matter of fact, his last two non-pars were bogeys on 14 and 18, but still in really good shape as we get set for the weekend. Tonight's show brought to you by Patriot Roofing Services, specializing in all types of commercial, residential roofing and repairs. Gutter, sun tubes, skylights, 10-year workmanship warranty. Give my buddy Mark Tozzolo a call at 982-4052, or better yet, check him out online. If you need a new roof or your current roof needs repairs, whether it's your home or business, go to Patriot Roofing Services.
Into the Night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
This will be it for Vern Lundquist, his 40th Masters. He's 83 years of age. Such a huge fan. I mean, I think he's one of those where less is more. And of course, those historic calls, Jack in 86, you know, it is maybe, and then Tiger in 05. But so many great calls for Vern Lundquist. It's tough to believe that his final year at CBS in college football was 2016. And that just blows me away. It tells you how fast time has passed. If you'd put me on the spot, I would have said like 3 years ago. But it was 2016. And I thought he was forced out. I hated it. You know, he makes mistakes, but just a legendary voice. It's going to be it for him. You know, he's been lucky enough to be in his perch, the par 3 16th, all those historic calls there. But this is an end of an icon, in my opinion. I was really bummed when it was the end of the road for Brent Musburger in college football, even though I was told growing up that you're not supposed to like Brent Musburger because when he was calling those games way back when, on I believe it was CBS, that everyone in Boston thought Musburger was leaning towards the Los Angeles Lakers. I think that's great broadcasting if you can get both fan bases to think that you're rooting for the other team. I mean, that's about as outstanding as you can possibly get. But anyway, Vern Lundquist, what a career. 40 years there at the Masters. I said Joan Jett or Pat Benatar. It's actually Blondie that sang the song Dreamin', talking about the debutantes. And I told you about that series that I watched a few years ago, the James Franco one, when he played a couple of different characters. It was like based on the old Times Square back when it was the red light district. And it was actually pretty entertaining. I've got a lot of stuff here on how to effectively and correctly pronounce data. Okay, whether it's data or data. I don't know.
What's the consensus?
You got to watch it on YouTube. So
I don't know
how we can pull that off here while we're on the radio. Maybe it's the 92.47 if you want to pull it up. Hope there's no foul language there.
Speechmodification.com, and this is my Smart American Accent Training. In this video,
get to it.
How to pronounce the word data.
Thank you.
Data.
Oh.
And
get to it, lady.
Oh my goodness, this is like 19 questions before LeBron's decision.
U.S. is we don't make a clear aspirated T sound in this word. We don't say data.
She just slap her backside there.
We instead use what's called the flap T, which is where we lift up and lightly touch.
Wow,
come on, lady.
We gotta give
a master's update.
3 minute answer.
Okay, so thank you for the request. For that word.
Oh my God.
Tell us where you're from. Are you single
or
you have an unhappy husband somewhere?
It sounds like she's saying data.
The data.
Oh my.
These data show us that.
Oh, she's a real tease.
Oh, so she's saying that there's different times to say it? Oh my God.
What a tease, man. What a tease.
Mrs. Dunbar.
Is it mature or mature?
There's two acceptable ways, she says. So, tomato, well, tomato, which I've always hated that because no one says tomato.
Of course there is today. We don't want to offend anyone,
yeah,
right?
Any data sayers.
Ballew was canceled. What for? Well, he called data data. Or he called data data. Yeah. I don't know. Let's get us ready for our second hour. I got to get caught up on breaks. Again, I was really long-winded earlier in the program. Scotty Scheffler is your on-course leader at minus 6 through 15 in the clubhouse. Bryson DeChambeau at 6-under. Max Homa at 6-under.
Let's ring up another guest on the All-Pro Roofing phone line.
All right, Scotty Scheffler through 16, so he's got a couple of holes to go. He's your on-course leader at 6-under. Of course, a few have been in the clubhouse. Max Homa for quite some time, played with Tiger and Jason Day earlier Today, they had to play 23 holes. Bryson DeChambeau as well wrapped up about an hour or so ago. He is at 6 under. So Homa and DeChambeau at minus 6. Scottie Scheffler at 6 under par as well. Let's get you caught up in the very latest. Let's bring in my buddy Rick Shoemaker, of course, is the owner and operator over at Cimarron. Cimarron Golf, located right there on 210. Rick, good to have you back.
No, happy to be here. Happy to be here talking to you about what probably perhaps the most famous tournament in the world.
Yeah, and one of the ugliest days that we've seen as far as Mother Nature. We've had winds today up to 40 miles per hour.
It's absolutely crazy. But again, I always say, and I've said this to you on the show, when you look at these guys and what they can perform and how they perform, it's amazing. You know, I was just looking at some stats here of some of the players, and you know, Tiger Woods, he draws the crowds, and you know, I hate to say this, I'm not a fan of Tiger, but I probably found myself, Rick, 3 or 4 times today picking up my phone and seeing how Tiger was doing.
Yeah. Whether it's, you know, course recognition, pin placements, all the nuances that go into knowledge of a course, that comes with experience. But Rick, how can you prepare for the wind the way it's been today?
You know, again, those guys, their swings are so good. They understand how to control it and, you know, take that extra club, swing a little easier and keep the ball lower. They're power players in this day and age, but these guys are the best in the world. And these top 20, 30 guys are learning to, you know, have learned to play in this type of condition, and you're seeing it.
Yeah.
And then again, there's the old adage of Texas guys and the Texas boys. Scheffler's one of them. Certainly know how to play in it.
Mm-hmm. Bryson DeChambeau, we touched upon yesterday. It was nearly a flawless round. I wasn't aware of the fact when we did talk a day ago that, you know, his 8 times there, his highest ever or his best ever round was when he was an amateur. And his last 2 years, he's missed the cut. So I know things like this do happen on the PGA Tour. In this case, obviously, he's a member of the LIV Tour. But, you know, what he's done through 36 holes is nothing short of just incredible.
No, it is. And again, look, they look at his iron play. That's a big deal. Again, Golf Channel talked about that last night and those new irons he put in his bag. You know, they're improving his greens in regulation. I mean, I think today, looking at the stats, he's top six, mm-hmm. at 83%. I mean, if you drive it 322 yards, which was his average, and he's only, you know, second in the field and you hit 83% of the greens, you're going to go low. You're going to go low.
I'm glad you mentioned his irons because he wasn't, you know, officially cleared by the USGA until Monday. But, you know, apparently it's a Voda, and they're, you know, made from 3D printing. And when you're that wealthy and you have all of these big time companies coming after you saying, please use my brand, please use our clubs. I know he's got that mad scientist reputation, but are you surprised he went so against the norm to do something like this as far as his clubs?
I would tell you if you were talking about, hey, there's a PGA Tour player and you didn't say their name, mm-hmm. I'd say, yeah, I'm incredibly surprised. But once you hear Bryson DeChambeau, you're not surprised. Everything he did since he stepped on the course has been unique, and you know, he's driving his own train, and he's going to do it his way.
Yeah,
and it's working for him. It's always worked for him, and again, that's why he's having such success right now.
Scottie Scheffler has a hole and a half to play right now. He's tied with both DeChambeau and Homa at 600. I think the betting public, it's not even a question who you're going to pick to finish here. The final 36 holes, Scottie Scheffler's your answer, but he has looked a little human today. Missed about a 2.5, 3, 3.5 foot putt on 5. And then it felt as though maybe he was a little bit rattled on the par 3 after, followed up by going way right on the 7th hole as well. What have you made of Scottie Scheffler's round?
Look, I think the only thing I would say is that putting, those issues he's had, and that's what's rearing its head a little bit. He's been on this run, and he has not had those issues. And that's the only thing that's ever going to keep him from going on one of these Tiger runs or winning 8 or 9 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's going to get through it. He's a competitor. He's a grinder. And I'll be shocked if he's not in the top 4 names coming down the back 9 on Sunday. I don't see anything that's pointing to that otherwise.
Rick Shoemaker, our guest. He is the owner and operator over at Cimarron Golf. You can go to their website. When you do, make sure you check out the Loyalty Club program by going to CimarronGolf.com. He joins Rick Ballew. Again, 3 golfers right now at 6 under par, leading the way through the second round of the Masters. All right, let's spend a minute on Tiger Woods here. And, you know, yesterday he was making his way through Amen Corner. And then, obviously, the sum went down. So he gets up today. He's minus 1 through 13. Immediately bogeys 14. Pars 15, 16, 17. Bogeys 18 again to go plus 173. And then it's just like a Phil Mickelson card to get things started for his, you know, his first official 9 holes on this Friday, Rick. It's 3 birdies, 3 bogeys, and 3 pars for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, again, you know, it's the flat stick. He's hitting the ball today. Again, his stats, he's in the top 5 or 10 in accuracy off the tee, which is abnormal for him. And then greens in regulation, it's just always going to be about the flat stick. And I think, again, the stats showed he's in the bottom 10 today mm-hmm. in putting.
Yeah,
that's how good he hit it, but he did not, finish that off with the flat stick.
Yeah. And
but you can't discount the guy.
Right.
I mean, again, I'm not a fan, but my gosh, look, he's missed every cut with Drew in the past 2 years, virtually, you know, except for one event, I think. And here he is making a cut, and he's a T21. Amazing.
Yeah, you look at those numbers, and again, you're spot on with it, but watching every hole, my goodness, he made a lot of cuts. He made a lot of putts 10 feet and closer where he was really scrambling, I mean, really grinding just to save par. And if, you know, he missed those putts, he wouldn't be around for the weekend.
No. And again, that's why, you know, he is who he is. The grinding, the ability to overcome those things and make it happen.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm surprised with, you know, we'll talk about another guy, Rory. I'm very surprised to see Rory. I think he's got, 2 holes left, and he's right at that cut line, I think.
Yeah.
Just shocking to me, to be honest with you.
Well, some of the best on the planet, whether it's Rory at plus 4, John Rahm, he just had a long birdie putt on 17, but boy, he's really struggled today. And, you know, even traditionally, some of the great golfers, I mean, look at Dustin Johnson, Rick, a birdie machine, plus 13. He had 1 birdie on 36 holes, and obviously he's already left. He's not going to be around for the weekend.
No, I'm looking at that. I think it's Justin Thomas, Tony Finau, and Rahm all at plus 5.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Finau's in the clubhouse, but Rahm and Thomas are playing the last hole.
Yeah.
On a par to make the cut. But how about those old guys? How about Phil Mickelson?
Oh, yeah.
And I think Vijay Singh made the cut.
Yeah. Hey, as we say goodbye, and I'm not going to assume anything, but I would guess that you would pick Scheffler to hang on here through the weekend. If not, tell me who else. But can you make a point, whether it's Colin Morikawa or Cameron Davis, can you make a point for anyone else not named Scheffler, DeChambeau, or Homa to make a serious run tomorrow during moving day and to possibly win it on Sunday?
You know who I'm looking at is Cameron Smith.
Really?
He's out on that LIV tour. He's mm-hmm. at 1 under.
Yep,
he's got 3 holes to go. If he can get in at 1 under or 2 under with his putting stroke, again, we don't get to see these guys as much, right?
Nah, it's unfortunate.
But I've been interested to see him just kind of hanging out, and there he is, sitting in the top 10. I think that's a little bit of a dark horse.
He's got 3 holes to go. You're spot on. Yes, 16, 17, and 18 for Cameron Smith right now presently at 1 under. He's tied for 8th, 5 strokes behind the 3 leaders at minus 6. Rick Shoemaker with Cimarron Golf. All right, I know you got live entertainment getting set to kick off right now over at Cimarron. Tell us what's going on.
No, we got live entertainment. It's Friday night. People enjoying the outdoor patio. I mean, look at this weather we've got. We've got some incredible weather coming up through the weekend. Golf is going to be busy. It's going to be fun. I mean, in fact, by the way, Augusta is going to be 86 on Sunday, but here we are in St. Augustine, Florida, Jacksonville at 76. So we better get out there, play some golf, and just enjoy this life right now before summer hits us in the face come May.
No doubt about it. Hey, tell our listeners to get to the website, CimarronGolf.com, and, of course, to sign up as well for the Loyalty Club program.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, just leave your email. You'll be part of the Loyalty Club, the Wild One. You'll get the deals weekly. Might be as simple as $5 or $10 off, but it might be our all-inclusive package that we still do once or twice a week. It's $45, includes golf and beer. We send that out in the email. It's on the slower days, and we just love to have people out here enjoying the game and just enjoying what life's about, which is the outdoors and the sunshine of Florida.
Well, I'm going to sneak away and go visit my dad and my brother this weekend in Tampa, but I'm looking forward to playing golf out there on Tuesday. Always a blast at Cimarron. Rick Shoemaker, always a lot of fun. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
There he goes. Good stuff there. Very latest. And if you haven't played Cimarron, that's on you. Right. Wonderful changes that they've made over there. And they've really poured a lot of money into it. They've done tremendous work on the greens, okay, the fairways, the tee boxes, and how about the brand new clubhouse, both indoors and outdoors? Just a tremendous facility right there on 210, okay? So go ahead and check it out. Let me know what you think when you get an opportunity to play it. The best bet is to always just get me on the text line at 641-1010, brought to you by Lifetime Enclosures, or you can get me on Twitter, Baloo1010XL. All right, let's did anything happen while Rick and Rick were having a conversation?
Yeah. So Rahm hit that long birdie putt on 15.
Yep.
And then he gave one right back. So he's at 5 over, teeing off on 18. He has to par to make the cut, and up to the leaders. So Scottie Scheffler has a long two-putt to make par on 17. He's right at the front of the green. I believe he'll be able to do it. And that would take him. That would make him tied going into 18. So we're getting right down to the end right here.
Look at this card for John Rahm coming in. A double bogey on 14, a birdie on 15, a birdie on 16, a bogey on 17. Tony Finau posted a 78 today, but apparently he's going to be around at plus five. Look at the scores. Chris Kirk, 75, plus five, going to be around. JT posted a 74, plus five, going to stick around. Camilla Viljagas, what a great comeback story that is. A 75, plus five, he's going to be around. Justin Thomas has a hole to play, as we just discussed. Some others who are going home. Ricky Fowler, plus six. 76, 74, he's going to miss it by a stroke. Adam Scott's going to miss it by a stroke, plus six. So, really impressive. Vijay Singh.
Love that.
Wow, 73 today, plus four. Going to grab himself a paycheck. North of 50, as we do know. One amateur is going to make it. Neil Shipley. Okay, a 76 today, a 71 yesterday, plus three. So he is the only amateur that is going to be around for the weekend. Good news there. We got much more to do with you tonight up until 8 o'clock.
Into the Night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
There it is. Probably my favorite Blondie tune. Here comes the debutante. Ready? In this case, she wasn't a debutante. Watching these guys come in, there's no offense. As a matter of fact, the offense reminds me of a Nate Hackett, Doug Marrone, fourth quarter-led offense.
In an AFC title game.
Against the New England Patriots in Foxborough. I mean, they are just trying. These golfers are literally watching the clock tick, 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 and is trying to get in alive. As I say that, Rory, who's right on the cut line, actually, the cut line now has gone to plus six. He is just way right deep into the forest.
That's going to take a long time to find that one.
We were just, I was just having a conversation about the golfers at plus five with Rick Shoemaker. And one of the guys we highlighted was Justin Thomas. JJ, you were involved in this as well. This is what JT did a moment ago coming in. Okay. Double bogey on 15, double bogey on 16, bogey on 17, a double bogey on 18 to post a 79 for a plus 7, even though the projected cut line has gone from plus 5 to plus 6, JT is not going to make the cut at plus 7. Sergio Garcia, same deal. Okay, look at what he came in with. Bogey on 15, bogey on 16, bogey on 17, double bogey on 18.
That actually makes JT's scorecard look pretty bad.
To miss the cut.
Only one bogey instead of three double bogeys in the last four holes for JT. Everyone's walking off 18 like it's a funeral. I haven't seen one person smiling. Not one player today walking off 18 has been able to crack a smile. Maybe just to be like, wow, that was terrible. Like, I have to just laugh at myself. It's carnage. We just saw Hideki. Like, he had to just bogey 18 to get in at 5 over, which we thought the cut line was going to be. Couldn't even do that.
Hey, double bogey.
Double bogey. So he might get saved with the cut line going to 6 over, but it's straight carnage out there. 18 is killing everybody, and guess what? Rahm's on 18. He actually has a putt for birdie, which is rare. But Scheffler's coming into 18 right now. So if Scheffler can par, he would stay tied for the lead. But, man, it's going to be tough.
Also going to keep an eye on Matt Fitzpatrick, who is on 18. He just missed the green.
Pretty far left.
Yeah, pretty far left for him. Still an opportunity to get up and down and get out of there at minus one through 36. So, my goodness, John Rahm nearly rolled that in. He did. On 16 from about 50 feet.
And he barely touched it. Like, these greens are so quick today.
Well, just think. I mean, it's the moisture is
how did that not go in?
Completely gone. And with the wind, they've dried out at an incredible rate. So, I mean, 40-mile-an-hour winds. And, again, I talked about it a little bit earlier today. First round draws, the early draw on Thursday, 72.6 was the average score. Late draw was 74.2, and that included earlier today wrapping up the first round. At the last look I had, it was 75.77. This was around 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's now 7:30, so I got to believe that this has increased to, I'm guessing, over 76. I don't know officially what it is. But you're talking about a 3.5 stroke difference between the early draw on Thursday and today, Friday's entire round, if it is, in fact, over 76. And heck, it could be 76 and some change, seeing all the bogeys and double bogeys coming in. So
maybe they should have done a shotgun start. Just kidding.
No. Fitz here.
Yeah, this is what I hate about ESPN's coverage of the Masters, is Fitzpatrick is in the top 10, has been all day. He's one under. They've shown literally one of his shots.
Mm-hmm.
I hate that. Like, we've seen more of this Dunlap kid's shots than his. It doesn't make sense. I understand he's not like a crazy popular player, but the guy won the U.S. Open. He's not some random.
Nope.
And he's in the top 10.
Dunlap, an amateur who won for the first time in 33 years out of Alabama, is now a pro. Now, did Rory get a kick out of there to give it a Judge Schmale's foot wedge? Because all of a sudden they showed him on the corner of the fairway after what appeared that he went deep into the woods. Again, there was no television coverage on it, so we'll have to see. Just for those of you who are wondering.
No, that's his second shot. So
okay.
Well, I don't know what the hell happened.
He must have gotten a great kick out of the woods. For those that are wondering, 36 out of the last 37 winners of the Masters have been in the top 10 through 36 holes, okay? 92% of the Masters winners all time have been within 5 shots of the lead entering moving day. So that would include those who were tied for eighth at 1 under par. That's Fleetwood, Pavon, Young, on Fox, Willett, and we'll see what happens here with Fitzpatrick. Still with an outside opportunity to get back into this. As Scottie Scheffler with a hole to play at 6 under, Bryson DeChambeau at -6, Max Homa at -6. Hey, I mentioned the Jaguars. I have good news for you. As expected, Thursday, we are going to get an opportunity to talk with Trent Baalke and Doug Peterson. That is exactly 1 week ahead, or 1 week away from the NFL draft. So that'll be next Thursday. Already excited about that. Coming up with the opportunity to get a little something. And I will say that they've really been transparent as of late. You know, getting, whether it's the combine or just whatever it's been, I don't know what to expect coming up on Thursday. We shall see. And Matt Fitzpatrick now with the bogey on 18. So he falls from -1 to even par. So right now, unofficially, there are only 14 golfers in red figures. And as far as I know, only two that are left out on the golf course. That is Scottie Scheffler at -6 through 17 and Cameron Smith through 17 holes at -1. So pretty incredible stuff right there. All right, let's take our final break of the night, come back, put our final touches on this one right here on 1010XL and 92.5 FM. Real quick, game two tonight of Florida State Miami in this baseball series. Florida State
to
win last night.
Yeah, you guys just took the lead.
Okay, I saw this. The last 213 baseball games between Florida State and Miami, dating back to 1981, Florida State 105 wins, Miami 105 wins, 3 ties.
That's just like football.
It was during that 80s and 90s and all of that, no doubt, even into the 2000s.
Right now, we lead 35-33 in football, so it's just as neck and neck.
All right, back to baseball. Last 149 games since 1991, 74-74-1.
That's crazy.
Okay, last 125 games since 1995, Florida State-Miami, each with 62 wins and a tie. And after last night's Florida State victory, from 1996 on, the last 115 games, 57-57-1. That is absolutely incredible if you look at it that way, this great rivalry between Florida State and Miami in baseball. Game two underway right now in God's country. We'll give you a score on that on the other side as well.
Into the Night with Rick Ballew on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Roy McIlroy, a 77. He has completed his second round. He's at +4. He will be around for the weekend. Looks like the cut is going to be 6 over par. Right now, I have, with it going to +6, there's going to be 60 golfers unofficially. That'll be around. Remember, it's +50 in ties, but the scores have gone way, way up. And it's by one golfer, because I'm looking at the top 49, which includes John Rahm after his 76, a defending champion, and Tony Finau, a 78 today. 49 golfers at +5 or better, but the way things are, it's +6. It's a top 50 in ties. So at number 50, that includes Jose Maria Olazabal, who won it in, 30 years ago and 25 years ago, respectively. And that's also going to allow some other former champions back in, including Hideki Matsuyama, as we talked about him, and Adam Scott, both at +6. Ricky Fowler, that all of these guys are going to be sent home, but unless something incredible changes here, and I can't see it, you would have to have birdie after birdie after birdie. Scottie Scheffler just missed his birdie putt on 18. He's got about a 4, footer or so to save par here on 18, and he has made it. So for Scottie Scheffler, a 72 even par today for Scheffler. He will join the likes of Max Homa and Bryson DeChambeau, 6 under par coming up on Saturday.
I wonder how they decide who's in the final group.
First in, first out, right? Or is it first? I know it's different for different tournaments. I believe it's...
So what would that mean? Since DeChambeau finished before Homa, then he would be the second to last group?
I'm under the belief it will be Homa and DeChambeau in the last group. I don't know that for sure.
Okay.
But I would be I'm under the belief that that's the case. If someone knows, please let us know immediately on our text line 641-1010, brought to you by Lifetime Enclosures. That's why we ask you. I believe that's what it is. But I could be wrong.
For TV purposes, I hope they make it Scheffler versus DeChambeau. But it doesn't really matter. We're going to see all the shots.
Homa's actually got a great personality.
They love, golf media loves them some Homa.
Yeah.
They're begging for him to finally do good at a major.
Right.
He's one of those guys who's really good in all the other tournaments.
Cameron Smith lives in Jacksonville, is out in Ponte Vedra, and he's now his approach on 18. He's at -1. It was a very good approach, if it'll stick. And I believe that was his second shot. So I'm under the impression that that is going to be for birdie, probably, I don't know, 18 feet or so.
That's about as close as we've seen anybody.
Long hair flowing, stash. He's got the Jacksonville look.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, it's been a treat. I love it. I love the Masters. I hope you love it as well. Enjoy it coming up this weekend. Be safe. I'm off to Tampa in the morning. Watch the Masters with my dad and my brother and his family. So it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun. The next time I see you, many of you will be at the Googan coming up Monday over at Hidden Hills. We'll be back on Monday night at 6 o'clock. Thank you to Rick Shoemaker for joining us. Of course, you can get everything from CimarronGolf.com, including the loyalty program, which is just incredible. Email them. For JJ LaSelva, my name is Rick Ballew. Have a safe weekend. We'll talk Monday at 6:00.